Welcome to the How to Be a Minimalist podcast. I'm Katie and I'm your host. Don't forget to check out the link to my YouTube channel, which is in the details of this podcast episode. I hope that you enjoy the content there. This is episode number 62, 5 Benefits of Minimalism. Hey there, minimalists. I hope that you're having an excellent day so far. Today, my day is going pretty well. It's always a good day when I get to podcast. For my personal update, we have a new review for the podcast. Thank you so much for leaving those podcast reviews. It helps so much. I really do appreciate it. And it's so nice to hear little messages from you. So thank you very much for doing that. Americano Maddie gives it 5 stars. Thank you very much. And the subject line says, more motivation to do what I want, I think is what it says. But my podcast app cut off the last word. So I am very sorry about that, Americano Maddie. This podcast makes me excited to go on my usual boring walks every day. I'm actually walking so much more because I can't stop listening. So inspirational with realistic tips. Can't believe Hallmark didn't take on that movie idea. Thank you. I know. I can't believe it either. Anyway, it's Well, you can read the book. It's awesome. It's a great book. Thank you so much, Americano Maddie. And I am so happy that it's making your walk happier or more interesting. That makes me very, very happy. I personally love to listen to podcasts while I'm walking too. Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. And always nice to hear from y'all. Very, very kind of you. I have been working through my email decluttering. So one of my goals for this year was to do a total digital declutter. I realized that I am a minimalist in some ways, digitally speaking, and in some ways I am not. So emails, this is one of the areas where I have done a poor job. There are certain things that I have used email as a second form of saving something for myself. And so I have tons of emails to myself that basically just need to go in different files of my email. I have not done a good job of staying on top of that. So I am now going through, I'm deleting old emails. I am figuring out what I need, what I don't need. I have chapters of like manuscripts that I wrote a long time ago that are now actually in a completed manuscript. So I'm deleting those. It's been a real hassle. I also had several times where I went through and I deleted a ton of emails, and for some reason, I don't know. Those of you that are so super techie, you will know, but I am not. I went through and I would delete like 1,000 emails and they would all show back up. I'm not even kidding you. I have been going through, I delete like 100 emails and then I go into the trash bin, actually in the folder of the email, and I delete it right away. And so far, it seems to be working. I have no idea what I was doing before. I don't know if it was a glitch with my phone or with the server. I have no idea. And I don't care. All I know is that they kept on coming back. And eventually, I just gave up. So I am going through. I am deleting and deleting. And it's been working really well. I do have a tip for you in case you need to ditch a bunch of your emails. I have been going back to the oldest stuff first because it's pretty easy to see like, okay, I definitely don't need that anymore. So I have sorted my emails in that way. I have also got a couple of different inboxes on my phone. So different email addresses on my phone. And I have been individually going into those to delete stuff. My email for How to Be a Minimalist, it has very few things in it, relatively speaking. So I've started with the stuff that's easy first. I also have gone into each individual box and I have searched for things that like companies or people that send newsletters or regular emails. And when I search for them, I'm able to easily delete all of the old stuff and get rid of it really quick. So if you are in need of decluttering your email, I feel for you. I'm going through it right now and I'm getting there. I will tell you when I'm done with this because this is my first step of decluttering my digital stuff. I would definitely search for people or businesses that you subscribe to and delete those old emails. It shows all of them right there. You can just easily delete them. And also, like, go back to the old stuff first. It's really easy to see whether you need something or not. Those would be my 2 tips. As for YouTube videos out this last week, I have got oil-free air fryer potato wedges that are delicious. I have talked about these so many times, especially on my YouTube channel, that I thought I would do a video. They are delicious, they are crispy, and yes, I will leave a link to that in the details of this episode. For my something interesting, I've got Ashlyn Eaton's YouTube channel. I just think she is so sweet and has a lot of great thoughtful tips. And so yeah, I wanted to feature one of her videos in my something interesting segment here. The video I wanted to talk about a little bit was 10 ideas to live a minimalist life in 2021. And she's got 10 ideas, as she says, in her title there. And a lot of them were really good. She also bullet journals. I didn't know that before until I was catching up on her videos there. So that's really nice. One of the things I really liked, though, was her minimalist morning routine commentary. She says to incorporate 5 to 6 healthy habits into your morning. And she goes over having tea or books. She has different videos and she's kind of talking about different things, but making sure you have good skincare routine or things like that. So you really can make it whatever you want, whatever will be healthy for you. But I love that she talked about this because I think that sometimes we don't take advantage of our hard minimalistic work that we have done. And we don't implement the beautiful things we really want into our lives. We're just kind of like happy that we have a simplified life, but we don't necessarily take advantage to put what we want into it. I know I struggle with this sometimes. I often find that, yes, I have more time, but I don't always necessarily know what to do with it in those moments where I want to incorporate some self-care or family time. So making sure that when we have those moments, we actually take advantage, I think it's an important thing. Having a really nice morning routine is a beautiful thing too, though, because it's just such a great way to start your day off and make sure that you get it in as much control as you possibly can. And of course, we never have full control over our days, but there are a lot of days when we can kind of manipulate them to what we want. And I think having a good minimalistic morning routine is a great idea. It helps us just start off on the right track. Today, I wanted to talk about 5 benefits of minimalism. And these are some of the ones that I feel are really special to me. And so I want to kind of dive into that today. Just like I don't always take advantage of seeing those moments where I could implement some kind of self-care or take advantage of my hard work with minimalism, I also think that I sometimes don't notice or pay attention to the benefits of minimalism in my life. And I just kind of was thinking about this one day and decided I want to write these out and turn it into a podcast episode. The first benefit that I want to talk about is something that both my husband and I feel very, very much. I would say my husband really feels this one. But when we have our house nice and tidy, as well as have it really clutter-free and the things ditched that we want ditched, we feel a lot of peace and comfort at home. I know that when I don't have clutter around or messes nagging at my mind is just at ease and I feel so good. I'm so much better able to ease into family time or friend time or whatever it is that I want to do. I'm better able to podcast because I know everything is in order. It's going to be okay while I podcast and I don't have other responsibilities that I'm supposed to be taking care of. I used to be a lot less aware of this, but my husband and I started talking about it more and more often. And as we talked about it, I realized that I had things in my subconscious that were stressing me out and they were not making me feel good. And they were preventing me from really embracing special moments with my family or creative work or whatever it is that I was trying to do. So I've learned to just kind of get over the pain of doing the dishes or folding the laundry or whatever it is that's in the home. I try to get things cleaned up so that I can enjoy. And I have times when I'm better able to do this than others, but for the most part, our house really does feel so much better when it is tidy. I actually went through and did those decluttering jobs that I talked about in last week's episode, except for the nightstand. That's the last one that needs to happen. And I just, it's been a weird week. But I went through and tidied up the whole shower. I had so many empty bottles that needed to be taken care of. Things that I'm like, why didn't someone just get rid of this? Because they obviously just didn't want to when they were in the shower or whatever. But whatever, I'm sure at least one of those was my bottle, I suppose. I usually get rid of them though. Anyway, once I cleaned up the shower, I had it really nicely organized. It's been a pleasure to walk past it. It's not something that's nagging at me. I don't have to think about that anymore. It may seem like a simple thing, but we have those things running in our brain kind of all the time. It's just like a little buzz in the background. And the less stuff there is to take care of, the less of a buzz there is. And it just can be like shouting if we get where we have so much stuff overwhelming us in our home. It's really, really nice to kind of make that go away and just take care of what we need to take care of. It has felt wonderful practicing minimalism and feeling that peace. Definitely something that we enjoy. Another benefit of minimalism is that even though we generally have fewer possessions in our lives, we actually have more of the things that we want in our life. So sometimes this can mean that our, you know, schedules have more of what we want in them. And sometimes it can mean that we actually have physical possessions that we really enjoy. I've been trying to sort out my utensils kitchen drawer for a long time. So we full-time RV, if you didn't know, and it is very small in the kitchen. And I cook a lot. I cook all of our meals from scratch for our family of four. It has gotten overwhelming to open up the utensils drawer because there are forks everywhere. There's spatulas and spoons. There's all kinds of stuff in there. And I have very few things. It's just a little tiny drawer. So the other day I was trying to think of what I could do. And I realized that I have this crock that I used to use for yogurt making and that I turned into a planter and that it was not working as a planter anymore. And I decided, I'm going to put this on my counter and put my little things in it. And you know what? Having that pretty little crock on my counter with my utensils on it, even though I generally don't want anything on my counter, it goes in line with my little pretty collection of pots on the countertop where I have some rosemary growing and my little mandarin tree that my son gave me the seed for. It's nice. It's actually very pleasant. And that's all that is on my kitchen counter. I don't want more than that, but it actually makes me happy to have those special pieces of pottery up in the counter because I cook there a lot and I look at them and they make me feel good inside to look at them. I love plants and it's just nice. I could have gotten maybe some little inserts to put in the drawer, or I could have gone and purchased something else or used something that was less appealing, but making sure that I had something that actually made me happy and was pretty on the counter, it's nice. And I find that a lot of things are like that. I may not have that many things, but the things that I have are things that I really like and that bring me joy. That is a good feeling. I actually feel like we have more time and resources for what we want to do, whether we're talking about activities or our schedules or whatever, or actual physical possessions. I feel like we have more time and resources to have what we want in our home because we are focusing our attention instead of having a very broad spectrum of things that we would like to have in our life. Again, whether, you know, hobbies or activities or possessions, we kind of narrow things down, and because we have less stuff to think about and worry about and spend money on, we actually are able to do more. And that's been a really great part of minimalism, being able to actually do some of the things that we would like to do. Before we were practicing minimalism, I feel like we were a lot less focused when it came to our budget as well as our time. It always felt like we were kind of in a shortage, and now I feel like there's more of an abundance. Another major aspect of minimalism that I have really appreciated is the way that it has helped me to view my relationships. I feel like I have more time for them. I would say not only am I more willing to have people over because our home is generally tidy, but I also have more time to accept meaningful invitations. I don't really feel like I have so much on my plate, or my home is not a welcoming place, and so I'm not able to have people over, or I am not able to accept invitations. I now feel like things are wide open. I no longer feel like I don't want to have people over because I would have to clean for hours and hours. I feel like people can come over and it would be great and it's totally fine. I might have to have my son put some Legos away, but basically people can come over and it's really nice. I also feel like having a more minimalist focus has helped me to kind of cull out the relationships or activities that are not as meaningful to me and my family. And when we do spend time with people, it's easy to accept those invitations because our schedules are not cluttered with you know, accepted invites to things that were really not that meaningful to us. So there's generally more time for the relationships we really want to nurture. So it's been a really good thing for our family. I think that my kids have felt it as well, even though they may not notice that or know what's happening. I feel like they have really strong relationships because we are kind of trying to help them nurture the ones that are important and see which ones are not all that healthy. Minimalism has also allowed us more time to practice simple living. I know when my house and schedule is under control, I just have so much more time. And it's really been a nice thing to be able to practice simple living. I know that minimalism and simple living kind of sound like they're the same thing, but in my opinion, they're really not. And so having more time because I practice minimalism, it's so nice to practice simple living too. It's really important. I love those slow moments. I love having time in my schedule to go on a daily walk. I love having this kind of expectation that we play games as a family multiple times a week. I love turning on music. I just have so many little things that I like to do that make my life better that I wouldn't have time for if I were not practicing minimalism. I really wanted to take Saturdays off, and when I went through my goals with a minimalistic mindset and created a new schedule, I actually figured out how to do this. So if I stay on schedule, I have been able to take off Saturdays, and it's been really nice. That's my one of my husband's days off, and so we are able to have a nice time as a family. I am better able to just relax. I do not work every day on my podcast, YouTube channel, whatever, but it's kind of always on my mind. So having a nice schedule that is very minimalistic allows me to take off Saturday, both physically and mentally. With that time, I have absolutely been making sure that I practice simple living, but I feel like having that schedule set up that way, actually scheduling time to practice simple living, has been a really important thing. And minimalism has basically enabled that to happen. The last benefit of minimalism that I want to talk about, there are many more benefits for sure, but the last one I want to talk about right now is that minimalism has created time, and it actually kind of encourages self-care. So I know that a lot of times I say that I want to take a quiet moment or that I want to learn to relax, but a lot of times I just don't make time for it. Practicing minimalism, though, it makes sure that there is less waste in your life. If you're actively practicing it, you'll find more and more stuff to get rid of in your life, whether they are physical possessions or those non-tangibles. And it's amazing how much more time you have, even if you have less dishes to wash. That's a few minutes every single day that you are going to have extra. And that adds up for sure, especially over time. It really adds up. It's amazing all the little things that we do that just eat up our minutes every day. And when we get rid of that, we suddenly find ourselves with an hour every day that we can do something meaningful with. I used to feel like I didn't have time to do anything. And the more I practiced minimalism, the more I realized I have time to do a lot of stuff. I need to focus and I need to make sure that I'm not letting myself give that time to other things. But when I am practicing minimalism to the best of my ability, and not even like in a crazy extreme way, I have lots of extra time. I feel like as adults, sometimes it's easy to let go of learning a new hobby or actually taking some time to rest or nurturing really special relationships. As soon as I had kids, I started doing things for them, which is obvious and I should, but I decided very early on that I was done doing anything for myself. Everything was for my kids. I learned very quickly that that was both exhausting and mentally unhealthy. Once I kind of shifted to try to find a better balance between these two things, my life absolutely improved. And as I looked for more ways to spend some time on myself, I found that it was not only so meaningful to myself, but it actually is inspiring to my kids. My kids see me doing stuff and they want to do it too. I made a goal to stretch this year and to be able to do the splits. I've been making goals to stretch every year for a while, but having a goal to actually do the splits has been key because it's an end goal. It's something that I can work towards through stretching, and it's just been really good. But guess what? My son, he saw me stretching and he was in there stretching with me. And then he was like, can I borrow your weights? Sure, son, you can borrow my weights. So he went and got my weights and he started like, you know, they're like 5 pound weights. They're very light, but he went and got some and he got out his yoga mat and he started stretching. And then he was like doing sit-ups. And then he was like doing curls with the weights, all kinds of stuff. And you know what? That boy has been doing a little exercise routine every single night since then. And it's been amazing to watch him. And it all happened because I said, I'm going to stretch. I don't think he would have done it had I not been an example of trying to do things. That time to stretch, it feels really good. It's very relaxing. My muscles feel so much better when I'm done. It's self-care to me. Your self-care may look totally different to you. But it has shown my son that we need to take care of ourselves. And it's a great thing to take care of ourselves and okay, guilt-free. Sometimes as an adult, I felt like it's not okay to take care of yourself. That's selfish and you shouldn't be doing that. But you have nothing to give after a while if you don't take a little bit of care of yourself. Of course, as with everything, there is a balance. For me, I'm really happy that I've been taking this time to care for myself in various different ways because it is inspiring to my family. And as they do more, that inspires me. And together, we all kind of become better than we were before. You may be going solo right now. You may have children. Whatever your situation, though, I know that we all have people in our lives that can be influenced for the better by our actions. And we never know who we are going to influence. So living those self-care things, going for those dreams that we have, those are really important because we never know what the positive impact of others it will have. And of course, most importantly, we don't do those things for anyone else. It's beautiful that it benefits others, but it is amazing what that can do for ourselves and in our own lives, for our own happiness and confidence, which ultimately it does. If we're happy people, we're going to treat others well. And I think it's a beautiful thing that can spread out to others. I know for me, when I feel uncared for, exhausted, I feel like I'm a mess, I am not my best person in those moments. Taking the time to take care of myself helps me to take care of others. And I think that's true for most people in whatever situation. We all have ways that we take care of other people. And yeah, we've got to look after ourselves so that we're better able to do that and be really positive as we go about that. My minimalist challenge for you would be to think about which of these benefits you are not taking advantage of. Or maybe you're taking advantage of all of these benefits, but what other benefits of minimalism could you be taking advantage of? What else could you be benefiting from? Maybe your budget. I don't know why my husband and I are talking about budgeting a lot lately. So I've mentioned this in so many podcast episodes recently, and I'm just realizing right now as I'm speaking that it's because my husband and I are talking about budgets a lot. But usually when you have a minimalistic lifestyle, your budget is a little bit better, or it could be a little bit better because you're not spending as much money on frivolous things. So you should, technically speaking, have a little bit more free money in your account. Maybe you haven't even noticed this. Maybe you haven't noticed that your little purchase that you don't make anymore once a week is, you know, just hanging out in your bank account, and maybe you could be doing something with that. Maybe you could go and have a nice lunch out. Maybe you could be funding a savings account. Maybe you could be paying off a debt. There are so many different benefits to minimalism that I think sometimes when we're practicing them, we don't think like, oh, I should be taking advantage of this and implementing it, making sure that I'm utilizing what minimalism has given me. Whatever the case, I hope that you are feeling some of the benefits of minimalism because I love it and it's one of the best practices I have ever implemented into my life. And I hope that it is helping yours too. I hope that you have a wonderful week. I'll see you on the next episode. And remember, it's all about the experiences, not the stuff.